Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us Cyber Monday. And I, you know, it's the economy is sort of interesting to read. We know it's headed more like recession and tightening of the belt. It feels interest rates are higher. Inflation's still here. Energy bills up. But yet people are spending, Aaron.
Yeah, weirdest recession of all time, that's for sure. It's like nothing I've ever felt, and very bizarre. But it looks like they absolutely went out this weekend, and particularly for Black Friday, and they spent. So consumers spent a record $9.1 billion online shopping Friday. That's according to Adobe Analytics. It tracks more than 85% of the top 100 U.S. online retailers. That's an increase of 2.3% over a year ago, and it actually surpassed the previous online Black Friday high sales mark of $9 billion. That was in 2020. But here's the thing, Jack. Nearly half, 48% of online sales, they were made over smartphones, which is up 44% from last year. So obviously the proliferation of smartphones only becoming more and more apparent. And these buy now, pay later services, those were wildly popular. You saw orders up 78% between November 19th and the 25th. That's compared with the previous week. So all of this, you know, inflation, we've been talking about it for months, but it seems like it's still got these Cyber Monday, Black Friday deals got people out to the malls, to the stores, and they were spending.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it does seem to be a gadget, electronic driven, no big surprise in the day and age we live in. But, you know, I'm still trying to see. The only area, Aaron, I don't know about you where you live, but the only area I'm seeing that's indicative of the reality of, I think, what's coming the next few, maybe 3 to 6 months in the economy is on real estate. It's not that, it just things seem to be really screeching to a halt or slowing down. They're just, the activity is really slowing down. It's not a great time to buy or maybe sell.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yes, it seems like it's the only place where it's kind of really apparent right now. Everywhere else, there, you know, people are buying, people are spending, but the mortgage rates, you know, you're looking at a small, they're just so high that really has put the brakes on terms of the real estate market. But I guess when people wanted to get out to the stores and they need what they need, I also think that it's psychological. This time of year, everyone buys, so they just continue to buy. But yes, you're absolutely spot on.
All right, Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, Cyber Monday. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.